You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
Did we get all of this? Is this happening now? Like, did you get it? Are we live yet? Are we? No. Is this happening right now? Did you get it? Is it recording? All right. Okay. We're probably gonna. Okay. I think we're gonna start soon. Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Oh, we're live. Live. Yeah. Daddy's looking dumb. Daddy's got some sweet old douchebag wear on. Oh, What's going on, dude?
We're gonna address it. We're gonna address it.
We're gonna shut the fuck up.
Address it.
You don't know how to have fun. Ugh, it's disgusting.
This is fun, dude.
Who put this weight back on? This is horrendous. All right. Jesse P., how are you doing?
I'm all right, good to see you, dude. Good.
Yeah. Nice. Cool. Let's move off you. Yeah. My name is Neil Wood. Welcome to the Cult of Us. That was our sweet, sweet producer making things happen by the board. He probably messed up again. It's fine. I think it's a part of the podcast. I think it's fun. I think we, if we don't. I think it's too complicated. It's very strange. I have never had a stream, and I would probably like be like, I don't know. We clip out to Facebook, and then sometimes we clip out to YouTube one, and then sometimes we get both, and then we don't know how we did
it's
it.
It's like roulette. I say we start private piling Jesse for his insubordinates.
Oh, okay. I think that's aggressive and stupid. But anyway, that's Adam Nutter. He's a dumb dumb. Mm. Aren't you?
Is it aggressive? Well, you know. Yeah.
2 seconds.
Yes. Yes, I am dumb.
In the first 5 minutes of talking to you, you were like, I don't know, I have Penn stock. First 5 minutes.
Oh, that was to piss you off.
It's disgusting. I'm so tired of it.
Oh, hold on, guys. I don't know if you could.
Is that University of Penn? No, I'm serious. No,
no, it's Penn.
I didn't Barstool some Penn's
Penn
shit.
Penn Gaming.
I say Penn, listen, guys. Can't do Penn in Pennsylvania. That's, we think it's that. I don't know. You put a money sign before it doesn't. I don't give a shit.
But my bank account does.
Shut up. God, you fucking, what is up? What is
not
happening?
Even in your bank?
It's, shut up. I know it's not, but I can pull it. Jesse, shut the fuck up. I know how stocks work.
I got him.
God, ridiculous.
Shut up. I know how stocks work, guys. I know they work.
I don't think you do.
I don't.
So, yeah, anyway, we're back in the studio, clearly. Obviously, what did you think we were doing? We're not on the scene.
Not
stupid.
On the scene.
You're dumb. Viewers are stupid. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I look dumb. Whatever.
Yeah,
shut up,
you
dude.
Are wearing.
I'm wearing the douchebag wear of the future. Like I said,
free.
These are
pants?
Athletic men's workout pants.
You're wearing capris.
I mean, technically, yes, capris are back. I don't know if you knew that.
Nope,
they're back for men and women.
Who says?
Like so many people. One, it started happening in the hood. They became jorts, right? They were like short, like pants that were like go all the way down, and then you kind of look like a clown, which is pretty sweet. And those are actually at, like. Deep into the urban culture. So that started to happen. Then athletic wear came along and casual, athletic casual, whatever the fuck they call it. Uh-huh. And then they were like, dude, just why do you even need the bottom? Like, just take off
totally.
The bottom.
Now, I'm going to ask hey, Jesse, have you seen other grown men wear that?
Absolutely. You've seen so many.
Okay, like no, I got it. Hold on, Jesse. Let me sit. This is two-parter.
Yeah, I've seen
The Hobbit.
This is
exactly.
Okay, this is two-parter, though. Now, Jesse, you've seen those men wearing those. I have, too. Now, my second part of that question is, do you respect those men?
Yeah, they're only like every Nike athlete. No big deal. You probably don't respect any of them, do you?
Yeah, I mean,
dude. It's fine. You don't respect them.
He just compared himself to a Nike athlete. Can we just,
It's not a big deal, dude.
I don't even know. It's really
not a big deal, dude.
Is he a Nike athlete? Dude.
I mean, Nike would probably hire
him. Boom, 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 dude.
Are you paying
him
to suck your cock right now?
I can 100%.
This is nuts.
If you think I couldn't be a fake Nike athlete, you're
totally.
You know what you need to do?
Stand up and turn around in them shits.
Stand up and turn around.
Oh, it's at least.
Is this a weird strip club?
No, at least it's gonna make a good TikTok. Get up.
No, hold on. I get it. This is your model. Fake Nike pose. Ready? This is your fake Nike pose? It's this. It's.
Oh, that's not a fake Nike pose. Okay. Yeah, sure.
That's your model shoot, son.
That's my model shoot. That's what you think male models do
in Nike.
We know a male model. They don't do that.
Who?
Albert Davis.
Oh, yeah.
He's so handsome. A male model?
Yeah, he's everywhere. It's Yes, he is. He's in Lowe's.
Yeah, he looks like a guy who knows how to swing a hammer. Probably not true.
By the way, that's really funny because that's the first, because we all know Al Davis and him doing like Lowe's photo shoots. I'm like, yeah, I know you, but that you look like that guy. So, like, yeah, it totally makes sense, but I know you. You ain't swinging fucking hammers, son.
You're afraid of them.
You ain't fucking constructed shit.
Careful. Careful. I was kidding, but I think he'll kick the shit out of you. Calm down.
First of all,
he'll beat you up.
Al,
he'll beat you up.
Bring it.
He does jiu-jitsu. Oh, he'll crush you. You challenge so many people that are completely better in shape than
definitely
you.
Definitely in more shape.
He would crush you.
I realized so much.
Put you in a full Nelson, and you would just start crying. You
know, like, dude, I realized so much in all training. It's like, it means nothing, really.
I love it.
That's what I rely on, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a fucking goddamn Jedi, bro.
Cool. So we, yeah, no, you're definitely, you're a wrestling
even
Jedi?
Even as a nerd, I'm Jedi. Like, that doesn't make sense.
No, that's not a wonderful.
Jesse, you did football. You don't even count. You don't have a say in this conversation.
Hey. Right, therefore, I have a say in that conversation.
Exactly. All right. Technically, he's more of a nerd than you are. He only did football. You played football. Very different.
Fair.
I read comments on the sideline. Let's go.
Yeah. Boom.
Jesse was a... You had the noteboard, you the clipboard guy?
No, they didn't trust me enough.
You couldn't even do that.
No. Pretty much.
Were you smoking weed when you played football and stuff
no,
like that?
I didn't smoke
weed
until 18. Then?
You said played, 18. And we already discussed what you
did. Yeah, sorry, did.
There you go.
Until 18.
Until 18.
Yeah. I was like, got no you. Drugs for me. And then, yeah, except for one.
Now, by the way, we appreciate the hat today.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the hat he wears every time.
No.
Yeah,
he takes it off a lot. We, you know, it's gross.
Oh, that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's mean when you do it.
It is.
I feel like when I do it, it makes more sense.
It's what? I will ask somebody else not become lazy
to
clip all the times. I only trash Jesse from his head. That was the first time I started it.
No,
you
sure.
Started. I just jump on it. I'm a follower with that.
I mean,
it's fun. I will clip together all the times you're like, hey, your hair's gross.
That's too much work.
I say I'll get someone else to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get Evan to do it.
Me? I don't believe that to be true.
Oh.
I don't think that you're going to have like recorded proof. So, I don't think that's possible.
Lies from the wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so you didn't smoke. And did you smoke when you were an athlete?
I didn't smoke until I was 26.
Oh, yeah, that's right, until you got the brain hurties. And then you were just like.
The brain hurties.
Let's give up on life.
Now, yeah. It's all day.
That's the only thing I know.
Dude, I walked a new dog around the neighborhood today. High as fuck.
It's like taking a new car for a spin.
It was. He was so cute. Everyone loved him.
How was the handle?
Play with him. Good.
Four-wheel drive.
Dude, he was running up and down snow mounds. Very handled.
Nice.
He handled it
very,
great.
Very nice.
Oliver doesn't give a fuck that we go for walks. He's like, great. He's like, don't involve me in that. So
well,
it's pretty cool. So he doesn't get his feelings hurt. And I don't feel bad.
Well, Oliver thinks he's a human.
He does.
So that's why. He's like, oh, what's up with this new dog you got?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude, but...
He's like, I'm not going to take care of it.
No. Yeah, yeah. You guys are walking it. I'm not walking it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Since that dog has been so welcomed into the family.
I know. He's losing his manhood tomorrow. I'm very upset.
Wait.
No, no.
Oh, I was going to say.
New one. Well, he already lost that shit 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
New one.
Oh, he's losing his old meat and sausage.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the sausage
is
going to be aggressive. He's so
they
aggressive. Just clean it off like a fucking. Oh, you know what I saw? Disgusting photo. Don't look it up if you're home. Ever see a horse hoof that was like ripped off?
No.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah, it looks like if a nail was ripped off a human, but it's way grosser.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought of that just now.
I don't know either.
I have
but
ADD,
CTE
I think.
Is real. You think it's ADD?
Listen to me.
Look at your pants and he saw that.
This is real. This is real. This is what I deal with. Like, Steph asked me last night. She's like,
horse legs.
She's like,
although if I do hurt one, you have to put me down. It is true. It's unfortunate.
That's fine.
He's just kicking. He's like,
yeah. No, I can still draw. I swear.
I'm just like, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone online did say you have narrow ass feet, and that was pretty funny.
I think that was the corruption of the photo.
I think it's your feet.
I mean, I do have a size 14, 15,
something
like that.
Narrowness.
Well, I mean, it would be weird if they were also equally as wide, just like giant.
You don't want to have tortoise feet.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically just like a ninja turtle foot.
No, but like Steph asked me to help her with her like work last night.
You're gonna say her jokes.
Yeah,
Steph has asked me to help her with her jokes. Like, oh shit, all right,
buddy,
here we go.
She's mismazling me.
Stephanie, your wife.
Yeah, Steph, my wife, she needed to, like, she had to fill in blanks. She had to, like, look at the computer and then, like, read and fill in blanks. So she's like, hey, can you just read it to me so I don't have to, like, look back and forth? I was like, yeah. I was like, how many pages do we have to do? Four. I was like, okay. A page in, I started actively acting like a child throwing a tantrum. I was like, trying to hold it together. And I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't know how you guys work. is my point of this whole point. Like, I was like, by the fourth page, I was like, Steph, I don't want to do this anymore. I was like, I don't get paid. This is your job.
Like, it's good to know you handle that like a man. Good stuff.
It's not fair.
What was wrong? What, you just had trouble reading?
No, yeah, I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do wordies?
My brain was just like, do anything else. Like, right. It was just like, don't do this.
Yeah.
Do literally anything else fun. Anything fun that you could think of, do that instead of this.
Gotcha. Your brain was just like, it was like the last, it's like in the action movies where you're just like, oh, I shouldn't get back into it. And if you do, you know it's going to be bad.
No.
And then you're like, don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Not even like that.
And you're looking at the page like, really, don't do it, man. Don't go back. Don't go
you
back to read it. You go back to read it, and everything's going to start making sense. You're going to have to stop smoking weed and realize these head injuries aren't real.
Flowers for Algernon, but fucking reverse that. No, it's not even that. It's literally like, I don't give a fuck about this. Like,
what were you reading?
Church stuff.
Ugh.
That's what her job is. She's a fucking religion teacher.
I'm reading the Bible currently, and I get you.
So, all right, yeah. So it was the four gospel dudes, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and it was just like kind of like short and stick a version of what they did.
Yeah,
but still,
I forgot that was their crew's name. four Bible dudes. But four gospel dudes.
And by the way, I'm not even shitting on Catholicism because like I feel like it's just whatever. Like everyone's done it, so it's just. But like it is funny when you read it and you're like, come on. Well, that's with any religion, right? But like, it just happens to be this is who she is, right? This is her job. So I'm sure if it was like the Torah, I'd be like, come on, like what are we doing? You know? But you're trying to just help her.
Yeah.
So I'm battling like my childlike ADD to go play video games, and also like, oh, this is fucking stupid. So all together, so I'm like, Steph, no, I don't want to, and then sort of like playing with the dog. I would stare off into like the light like a moth,
sure,
like makes anything sense. To not do what she asked me to do.
I know you. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm surprised.
I don't know how you guys work real jobs. It's fucking nuts.
I'm surprised she didn't have to like every once in a while just give you a little gummy bear or something. Just like, that's a good boy. She's like one of those trained apes at the zoo.
Hey, can I just do this to me? Like,
good Simeon. Good job, bud. Yeah.
Shoot him with the pipe. Shoot him with the pipe. She's like, here, take a pull.
Nice. Good boy.
Like a gerbil.
Oh, how many Hot Pockets do we have? Whatever. Bagel rolls?
Pizza rolls. I ran out.
Who cares? I'm trying to do a... God damn it. You are terrible.
It matters so bad. Because it matters to me. I don't eat that shit. I eat pizza rolls and it matters.
No, big difference. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Hot Pockets.
Basically, I don't eat that shit.
Heat up a Hot Pocket, cut into different things. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's almost the same. Come on.
It is.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Come on, isn't it?
Don't get offended.
I will lose it right now. It is not the same. They are very different things. You guys are fucking garbage people who have garbage palates.
You know what?
It would sound a lot better.
Sounds like you need to look inward. Yeah.
If you were like half naked wearing underwear, that'd probably make more of an impact to me.
That's what happens when I eat those. So, yeah, and I know what I'm talking about. Hey, who is the weed guy out of all of us more so? Me. Okay?
Man, that English was perfect.
And that proves my point.
We haven't even been able to get a word in. Edgewood. Again, I'm still going back to, I'm picturing him like this, like reading on the fucking, like reading on the, like. He's like, oh, it's okay. Here's a little nibble. Here you go. And then God came down and he said it was good. Okay, shh. You know,
every now and then I'd just be like, Warzone.
A little weird.
Warzone. Yeah, NHL. Yeah.
We do games.
Play.
Also, the four gospel dudes. I still keep thinking like a 1980s like R&B group. Like, hey, y'all, like, we're the four gospel dudes. This is Mark. Hey, what's up, Mark?
Like, Mark, and he slides out from behind John. Like, he's like.
Yeah. What's going on?
Like a boy band.
Yeah.
Or I also like to think it was like a Motown group where they had to do like the
ooh,
That probably makes more sense.
That'd be great. I would love that. We got to put those together.
Well, they would probably be into gospel music.
Well, that also probably already exists. I wouldn't be surprised if some sad church someplace is like, we're gonna have a whole gospel dude.
What's isn't Peter, Paul, John the fuck? Isn't aren't they a thing already?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
No. But you think Puff the Magic Dragon? Those fucks.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that famous
Why
band.
Why would I can't
you know that.
Of...
Everyone knows the band.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about like the different? I don't. Puff the Magic Dragon. So, oh, you're talking about like when those mega bands who just looked up. Who I don't know how you do this. How is anyone supposed to stay on track with you? Wasn't it like the four bands with the Puff the Magic Dragon? I don't know, man. It's impossible.
Oh, my brain works, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you can. You
it's
can.
Nightmare.
You connect terrifying dots, and I'm supposed to go over here and be like, "Yeah, let me riff off that."
We don't have to talk about. I was just. We could let go. It's fine.
I can't remember the band. I remember the movie Puff the Magic Dragon.
Hey, listen. Talk about others.
Paul Simon? I don't know.
Maybe.
holy shit!
It's
oh
okay.
My
it's
god.
Fine. All I know is you're getting shit on Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook. But whatever. I don't care.
Paul Stamegna said, are those his real teeth?
Yeah, well, you took a tear. Of course, every picture of me is disgusting. It's like basically cut out. It doesn't even show my forehead in the shot. I'll just go on to I Am Neil Wood or Neil Wood Comedy on Facebook if you want to make fun of me. Go do that now. It's always good.
Jump
in the chat. Why not?
Yeah, jump in the fucking chat.
I told you I was looking like a douchebag for a good reason. All right.
Oh, hey, I told a story on Slapstick.
Okay.
Is that up?
Disgusting.
By the way?
Don't bring anything here.
Not yet.
That's cool. That's about perfect. Then. All right, it's fine. Then I'm telling you now.
good way to cover, bro. The magic of editing.
This is how also this is how my brain works. I constantly live my life like a chimpanzee alpha thought. I'm always thinking like every other dude is like I'm competing with alpha shit,
right?
Which is crazy. I know it's crazy, but that's how it is. All right, so this is what it is. Went to Dunkin' Donuts on the way to the studio on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Right, I get my coffee. That's not true. I got my cappuccino.
Yeah,
I got a cappuccino. Okay. I got a hazelnut cappuccino. I'm fancy.
I'm upset about every part of this story.
I know
it's fine. Just keep going.
And then
every time you go to Dunkin' Donuts, shit breaks off, and I'm just like this fucking suburban nonsense that you're doing. A guy started a fire 2 days ago on my block. I was supposed to be worried about, like, he's like, the guys are stealing water. There's just a guy dumping trash on my block. And you're just like, man, this Dunkin' Donuts is real risky over there. They got assholes. I'm like, dude, really?
I think where the story's going. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I turn around. I start to walk out. And I see, like, what I like to call a manly man walking in, like, as in, like, a man who, like, works for a living. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like a construction dude.
Oh, a construction guy, yeah.
Right. So he has like the equipment belt on. And
Pills construction or just regular construction? Like done it for a while, maybe works with wood. What are we talking?
Oh, he. I think he partook in drugs.
That
for
guy.
Sure.
Gotcha.
But still a manly man. Like,
sure.
You know, okay.
Okay.
And I'm like, this guy's going to hold the door open for me, and I can't let that happen. I have to hold the door open for him. And this is, I'm not, listen, this isn't a bit. This is, I swear to, I
no,
swear.
I understand.
Is,
I don't put it past you.
This is for people who might be new to the show. This is not a bit. This is how I think. So, and it wasn't like an angry, like, fuck this guy. I was just like, no. I'm going to hold it over for you. You're not going to hold it over for fucking me. What am I, a lady? No. Right? So we get there at the same time, but he pulls, I push, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, hey, man, after you. He goes, hey, man, I got you.
Right.
And then I went, aw, thanks. And I walked through the door like a little cuck. And I was like, I got in my car. I was like, what a fucking bitch. I said, aw, thanks. And the like half the ride here was like, aw, thanks. What? That doesn't make the guy fuck me. Aw, thanks.
Man, this is be good for your therapist, I think. Not for me. I don't. Yeah, man.
Now, I know this is crazy.
I'm just gonna agree. Yeah, man, you're a cuck. I don't know what to do with that.
No, I know this is crazy.
Or you're the idea of toxic masculinity. I don't know.
No, because I don't think it's toxic.
I think you're
you don't think that was toxic?
No. That wasn't angry or violent.
No, you weren't angry, but you were angry to yourself.
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about. Your own toxic masculinity is. Okay. And done.
How can you think toxic masculinity yourself?
It's called,
I'm not harming myself.
You're the physical embodiment.
You drove the entire way
halfway,
here.
Halfway, I said.
Halfway. Angry about
my story,
the fact that I'm trying. You're barely intelligible. No, I got you. Yeah, there are the slight dumb micro interactions that like men have. Obviously specify men here, where you're just like, oh, why did that do the thing? I wanted to be the, you know. And I mean, typically I just kind of go like, what the fuck am I talking about? Who gives a shit?
I mean, eventually what the drive became.
Sure. Yeah.
But I was decently upset with myself for like 40 minutes.
I mean, I get you. Hey, man. I mean, I've been yelling at my dog pretty much. Yeah, I mean,
way worse.
Oh, really? Oh, is it? Come on.
Dog damage.
No, it is. Yeah, well, it is, but it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It is innocent. But I also, it's becoming a thing now where it's, I actually think he's doing it despite me. I honestly, if like he doesn't come in the force, like I'll just be out of public. And I'll be like, Aries, come on, let's go, bud. Come on, Aries, come. Come on, Aries. Aries. People start looking around, you know, they're just like, this dog doesn't give a fuck about his owner. He does not care. So you're just kind of like, yep, come on, buddy. All right, come on. You just see me go like, and I'm just talking to myself like, yeah, fuck me, Aries. That's it. That's what this is. That's what it matters. Nothing fucking matters, dude. It has to take like 11 times for the dog to come to me. And of course, then he comes up with his bright, shiny face. And I'm like,
yeah,
you know, you.
I just saw him before I walked in.
I hope you kicked him. All right, so
I just imagine him, his version of when you're calling him, just being like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah, it's not great. It's definitely not good. I don't know what to do about it. But yeah, no, so that's sometimes I feel dumb because I'm just like, what am I yelling at a dog? And I think he's doing it on purpose. And you know, like, that's a ridiculous thing.
Don't. He is. He doesn't respect you. So I want you to know that.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
He told me. Hey. We're boys.
Right. Well, that makes sense. The low intellect, you guys can actually talk to on some wavelength.
I get him. He gets me.
Right. It's like, oh, Adam's working high brain right now.
I'm in the dog text chat. Oliver, Pinto,
Aries. They have thumbs. So I get you in terms of just like irrational, you know, like, why don't you let me do the thing? Like, you know. Hey, you're fine now. And it doesn't sound like you only ruminated on it for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
45 minutes.
Write in, everybody. Let us know, you know, guys, if that has happened to you, I guess, as many times as it's happened to Adam. Is the door procedure a real breaker for you if you see another? The part about this story that's upsetting is you basically were like, man, that guy, if I was a woman, I'd fuck that man. And this is supposed to be like the masculine thing to do, is be like, there's another man who I would fuck if I was feminine, and I gotta get the door first for him. Now we're both out nicing each other. It sounds like you have homophobic thoughts all the time.
I'm almost gay. So it's like,
it sounds like you have gay thoughts all the time.
It's like that. I know what you meant when you said homophobic. It's only like the Patrice bit though, where it's like, I think it's just that if I was a chick, I think I would be such a whore. Where it's like, you know, I would like, it was Patrice was like, if I was a chick, I would just give out pussy for guys giving me tap water. They go, some tap water with no ice, just pussy. It's like, that's probably how I would act as a chick.
Okay, exactly.
He's honest about it. He knows.
Yeah,
he knows.
He's a whore.
It'd be sweet
bottles. Yeah, such a whore.
Going out.
If I say this,
your mouth game would be on fleek. Fleek.
Dude, I would.
Do they say fleek anymore?
Zero gag reflex.
I got something ready for you guys.
Oh, you got something ready?
Yeah, that's a weird segue for me saying zero gag reflex.
Perfect segue. Look at these gross pigeons.
No, like, are you going to show something? I don't know. Like, you have a video of me being like, actually, I think you do have a bad gag reflex.
Speaking of,
I don't think I can show this on YouTube, can I?
Speaking of.
If it's on YouTube, no.
I'll do the transition. Speaking of gag reflex. These pigeons like to gag on something. I don't know. Let's go. There's no way to transition over to it.
No, zero.
There's no way.
I just saw this video on TikTok.
Okay, so we're watching it. I will.
Yeah.
It says, only in New York. There seems to be some pigeons. It actually looks like a rabbit. Oh, okay. Oh, there's pigeons fighting. There's three pigeons. Oh, there seems some, maybe some.
Are they walking it to its death?
Yeah. I love that people are screaming to the level. That has to be added.
I guarantee it's not.
That's so funny.
I guarantee
funny.
It's not. Kill yourself if you're screaming like that for
so
a pigeon.
That's so funny.
I mean, that's kind of, it's just crazy to think.
Can you take that back? Can you watch that again? Can you watch it again? Because, like, I'm imagining this is like, no, wait, pause it. Because if you're imagining it like a Goodfellas act, like, you know what I mean? Like, in front of the thing. Yeah, motherfucker, you know what the fuck you did. Like, I'm going to fucking take you. Come on, fellas, what am I going to do here? What am I going to do?
Dude, hold on 1 minute, just before you hit play again. I was thinking more like a Pirates off the Plank scenario. Where they were like, you know, they were like, I ain't walking. They're like, oh, you're fucking walking, motherfucker. Yeah. And they're just walking him down the plank.
You can even tell by the body language of the pigeon, like, its head is down.
It's like, you can fly also, I think.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking the entire time.
Tell my children. I'm trying to do some kind of, I don't know what the fuck that was. I was going to say, tell my children that I love them.
Dan, in case you're here, Jess. Oh, I'll let him.
I'm so sad.
Good.
Oh, now they suck. Hit it one more time. I want to watch this pigeon die.
No, no way.
Yeah. Turn my children. No!
And you hear it, too.
Yeah, you hear the, like, the electrification. Like, what's up, man? Oh, it's so funny.
Let's see what Dan and...
It's so great.
Yeah, no, I just saw that, and I was just like, what did you do in pigeon culture?
Bullying in the pigeon community is actually, it's through the roof right now. It's led to a lot of pigeon suicide. It's really unfortunate.
He just, like, went to the wrong section where the homeless man is getting bread.
So where you been? Why don't we walk up to the edge here, go catch another train? You know what I mean? He's like, I don't know, Paulie. You know what I mean? I got to get home to my kids. You know what I mean?
It would have been funny if someone was like, you could fly.
I guess. Like they had flanked him, and then were like in the flanking. They were like trying to make sure he didn't do anything. Like, so they had kind of like, it's like herding cattle. They were kind of like getting him.
I also like the
him.
Pigeon in the front is like the captain.
Yeah, well, that's
he's like executing the execution. He's like in charge. Yeah, that one. Lead him forward. I like the pigeon. Like, looking
for
the train.
Yeah, that's like Pacino being like, you shouldn't have said anything, Frank. You fucking shouldn't have said anything. And then he flies away first.
Right. What are you doing? Now I got to put you under the train. That's fucking wild. Dude, it really is funny. They just walked him.
Yeah, they walked him right off the plane, dude. Forgive us for the setting up of Jesse's setting up. Doing, yeah, we're going to your camera's probably going to move, and we're going to need to
camera
move.
Stuff. We'll do plugs first, then we'll intro them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's too bad. It's already happened. Well, we're live. It doesn't.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Casey Cupton sitting on down. We're going to get him in a frame. He's going to be looking wonderful.
It's fucking brief handsome. Fucking sexy with that green jacket.
You guys made fun of me last
time. It's not on.
It's not on. It's not on.
That would mean that Jesse knew what to do. That would be upsetting.
Jesse has to be, I told you, beast.
See, now how I did. Like, he wouldn't know what to do. Like, shave his head. See? Now, I do it. I do it in a flamboyant way, I feel. That's mean. It's mean. He's a delightful man. Also, give it up to my seal. Everybody, I want to say, Cecilia, we still miss you every week. You know, we always give it up to this young lady. So if you see her out there, marinologists, that's probably not the way to say it. But
I think it is. Jess, we'll just do plugs.
Say what up, girl. Go back to your daddy.
I told you.
She's going to come back one day.
That thing is in a shark's
belly. No. My baby's out there. She's probably in college.
Your mic's off.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We've silenced you. You're silenced.
Okay, that's fine.
Now it's
dead because it's a fucking seal, and I'm pretty sure the life cycle is.
This is off New Jersey's coast. There's no sharks.
Jersey's coast, it was never alive to begin
with. Exactly.
So you got scammed.
Shut up, you bitch. How dare
you?
Are you trying
positive?
To tell me this is just maybe just the one seal that was alive? They took a picture of that and then sold a billion of them or something.
I'm pretty sure that was probably an Alaskan seal. They told you it was in New Jersey.
That's exactly what I said.
You can see the trash over in the picture. Definitely Jersey,
bro,
dude.
That's Jersey heroin needle, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'd be willing to bet that a Jersey seal lives longer than most people in New Jersey.
Absolutely, dude.
Guys, it's sound of Casey Kuftick and Dan Clark, everybody, joining us. We're going to go into plugs. Are we in plugs right now, Jess?
Not yet.
Okay. We're going to go into plugs first, and then, we'll fucking get
it. Why don't we just do it, then?
That's what we're doing. All right. Jesse, buddy, what do you got?
I'm on fucking Instagram and TikTok.
Sweet, dude.
So, yeah, Jesse Pedraza Show. Check it out.
Mr. Clark, while you're here.
I fucking hate that this is a normal thing for people to just be like, I'm on TikTok now.
I'm so angry. Yeah,
no,
we're on it, too. We don't like
I'm on it, too. I can't complain. But yeah, most importantly, I have a podcast called My Voice Sucks, which we just started a Patreon because I got drunk last week and was like, people need to pay me for my art. That's literally the only reason there's a Patreon now. But for $1 a month, you can hear this sultry voice or an extra episode of this sultry voice. So just forget everything else. Just go pay me a dollar. That's
very fair. Mr. Kuftick.
Oh, man. I don't have a TikTok. I don't have a podcast.
What are you doing here?
I haven't even done stand-up since November, so let's do this. I live with Dan, okay? So his Patreon, that money still pays my bills. So why don't you, let's double down on the Patreon.
There you go.
That's my move. I don't know what I'm talking about. Is that the name of the...
Yeah, no, that's fine. You can say that.
Patreon?
Patreon. All right. Nice.
My voice sucked. Yeah,
my voice sucked. Yeah. I don't had to do with not knowing what you're saying.
You guys can follow me at...
I don't know what I'm
stop trying to pull over his... He's not done yet. Leave him alone.
That's what every fucking
his
suburban host
five,
on the
I
show
have
does.
Nothing to plug, so I think I should talk the most about the
plugs. I agree.
I'm sorry he was replugging Dan's plugs. Sorry. You guys can follow me at Adam Nutter on Twitter and Instagram, and at Adam Nutter Comedy on Facebook and Twitter. And check out my other podcasts on the network, Garbage Opinions Podcast and Slapstick Sports. I do with that fucking handsome guy behind the computers over there, Mr. Jesse Pedraza.
Thank you very much.
It's true. I got to promote the show, you know, somehow. Neil?
Yeah, I am neilwood.com. Go there. All stuff. It's all the thingy things. And that'll get you over to drop10.com.
Boom.
Which we immediately go into. You can check out all the podcasts on drop10.com at drop10.com. Blah, blah, blah. You can check out this podcast at drop10.com/podcast/cult of us people. Go there. It's got all the links. If you want to follow the podcast, you can do it there. It's got our sweet merch store. You can support this podcast directly. Super easy to do. Some sweet merch for you. And if you want recommendation for specialty merch, I don't know. Send me something. Maybe I'll do it. I don't know. Just send me some shit. Maybe I'll try to draw it. And of course, if you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com as well. So patreon.com/cult of us. And support us for $1, and that gets you some sweet, sweet extras. Then $3 is going to get you onto our sweet watching scholarship. I don't know, whatever we call it. Who gives a shit? So you can watch some sweet stuff. We got fights coming up.
This weekend.
On Saturday.
Big fights this
weekend. Yeah, so you can come check us out then, and we watch movies on there, and then all that content is going there right for you, right through Discord. Super easy to do, all right? And then the $5 tattoo tier. I always fuck that up. But Anna Gabrielle has got all the information on there. You can check out her artwork through Instagram. So you want to get a tattoo. You want to get it for cheap. You also like this podcast. Probably don't even like it, but if you want to get a, you want to get a tattoo, just fucking do this. $5 a month. You put your fucking little $5 in. Every other month, we pick out a name. You get a tattoo. It is that easy. It's right in Wilmington, Delaware to get the tattoo. It's spectacular. She's won awards. It's great. Again, all the info is there for you. Get on it. And you get all the other... content as well. I don't know why we need to say that every time, but yeah, just in case. All right. So you can check out all the stuff there, and that will take us out of plugs. Yeah. Boom. Done.
What's the quote on your website that started with a group of creatives?
Oh, don't do this. Don't do this. Yeah, yeah. There might be some questionable language in which I had to write or put some things. And, you know, it's very awkward when you as, like, the comic have to be like, all right, professional... this is a group of creatives putting
together
content.
Which is very different because I know you and I saw the website. It was like peaceful, serene woods.
Mm-hmm.
A group of creatives just talking about cum all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just awesome. Yeah. I'm like, ah! It's like this fucking chaos all
Pretty
the time.
Much.
Nothing
Pretty
serene.
I had to bring in the copywriter in here. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm not a
copywriter. Whatever the goddamn writer. That's right, you're not a copywriter.
That's the other one that lives
that's
in the house.
That's
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, yeah, that's Scott.
Dude, does anyone told you have like a very severe MTV VJ personality?
100%. That makes sense.
It's just like, oh, but
yeah. You
that,
mean you mean not good
with the spiked frosted tips back in the day?
Sexy. I think his name was. I don't know.
Neil? Are you talking about when he was 10? Are you talking about Sugar Ray?
No, that was a band, not a like empty.
No, but
guy.
The guy
Mark McGrath.
Mark McGrath.
No, it wasn't Mark
but
McGrath.
He was
too excited yelling out his name. Mark McGrath, guys.
Oh man, I can't remember this fucking dude's name, but he was just like coked out of his fucking mind on Times Square.
That's great.
Every day
that
for TRL,
like
and he was just outside. He was
Carson Daly.
No, he would like he would be on the street like reporting back to Carson Daly and
damn,
like
dude,
that.
I'm not even in the studio.
Carson Daly was never. When I think about it, Carson Daly was just like bored with his job. He was pretty monotoned. He was like, all right.
Dude, that's a great point.
In audience.
I never remember him being
Sugar
pumped.
Ray.
It was an hour of, it was an hour
Dave
of
Holmes.
Just here's 10 music videos.
Dave Holmes. Talking about Dave Holmes?
No, Jesse Camp.
Wow, we were way off.
I don't even know who
Jesse
that is.
Jesse Camp.
Oh, Jesse Camp.
Okay. Yeah.
Glad I'm bringing in that energy.
You're bringing in Jesse Camp energy,
got
bro.
Jesse Camp energy. But it's like, this is like 2020, 2021 Jesse Camp energy where it's like in a basement and instead of like cocaine, it's like, I don't know, DMT, what's the thing here? Like, what's the ongoing thing with this basement? I don't know. Vaping.
Fucking weed gummies, bro.
Dude, that was you. That was you.
Dude, he looks like so many people as one.
Oh,
he looks like Johnny Depp, the dude, Boy George, and also the dude from Counting Crows.
Oh, he's got an arrest. Oh, man. I've never seen that mugshot. That's beautiful.
That is a gorgeous mugshot.
Holy shit.
it's like shit. Yeah, I remember.
Let's say you look like that now, but like you got to be careful, dude. Because
dude, I will take those baby blues. Yeah. I don't give a shit. If I can just get his eye color, I would be happy. Absolutely, no problem. I forgot. Yeah, that guy just dressed like a weirdo the entire time. I remember that guy.
Yeah, his hair is crazy. You know what I mean? He was just fucking batshit crazy.
It looks like his hair looks like a human hair wig.
Yeah.
Like in that mugshot. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It looks like that. Someone shaves a wig, put it together. I was like, wear this, you fucking lunatic.
What's on your bald head?
Yeah.
Let's just put this over your gross bald head.
He was like going to turn himself into the station, but he's like, if people can see Jesse Camp again, we gotta have Jesse Camp hair. And he's like, oh, like, wig.
I don't
want
to think I'm not Jesse Camp. It's like, we don't even know who you are, man.
Yeah. Come back, baby. And they're like, all right, so we're getting the.
Turn left. Like, take a picture. Like, it's just.
He's probably going to get a mugshot for like child porn. He's like, I'm having a comeback tour, baby.
Yeah, he's fabulous Florida right now. That second headshot was like, yeah, dude, you've been in Florida for a while. We can tell.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
We were commenting on his awful pants he was wearing.
I didn't want to say anything. But
you can say anything. Doesn't
all right. Well,
no, you should say something.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to be working out in 3 years, so I'm trying to do it now.
Oh, okay. Do you expect to become... like physically
a man, then?
Smaller
no.
then because I still feel
no,
like
I don't
they're
know
gonna
what
be just as tight.
No, this is the style.
Oh.
This is the style of
also
the
I
pants.
Guess you're bulge yeah. with these pants.
Yeah, I was gonna ask,
oh, you want that?
I mean,
that?
No, I don't, but we'll see it. It's like
you send me
it.
Nudes. Shut the fuck up.
Semi nudes.
You're gross. You're disgusting.
I send you semi nudes.
No one asks them.
Is it,
them
is
at
it
all.
Nude above or below or a mixture of both?
You know what? I would actually appreciate him. I think you would have more balls, literally and figuratively, if you just sent me a gist of your legs and feet.
Well,
and like
now you
down.
Extended the challenge.
Because then I'd be like,
great,
what is this? Who is this? I don't even know. I don't know you by your leg. Well, your tattoos.
You'll know the tattoos.
It's disgusting. Yes, but he sends me basically what he thinks is just like right at the dick level and then up sometimes. I do not
click.
Level
up. Like you're just showing the torso. You're like,
yeah,
almost okay. My dick up.
Okay. Almost the root.
Yeah, you should start next time. You should start on the floor. Have your phone on the floor, front
yeah.
facing camera, and
yeah.
use your toe to take the picture all the
ooh.
Way straight up.
Good idea.
That's
I'm taking
one.
All these ideas in, and yeah. they will be used against you.
Yeah. I'm not going to click on it. Luckily, we'll be able to see the picture before.
I don't like
up,
your phone
so
could
won't.
Do that. So we're going to have to figure out a way to.
Yeah.
Spring this on you.
Good luck. You're gonna. Good luck.
Just
anyway.
Just snail mail him Polaroid dick pics.
I'd actually have respect for you if
there's,
you just
yeah,
did it.
There's,
yeah.
no, there's no way you won't open that fucking. If you got a message from me, like an actual letter, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah,
dude, great idea.
Speaking
I'm still
of,
gonna do it. Don't forget about this
snail mail fucking dick pics. So one of my dad. This is a crazy story. One of my dad's best friends in college was like a GQ Bachelor of the Month in the like early 70s. And so back then, like, they had his picture in GQ. Maybe it was in GQ. GQ was around back then, right?
I think so, yeah.
It was one of those kind of magazines. They had his picture in it with his home address. And I, like, he showed me these letters that women just sent him. They're like, I saw your bachelor, like, feature in GQ. I just wanted to let you know I live in, like, Louisiana. I live in Florida. I live in California. Like, if you want to come out here and visit me. Or,
whoa.
I'd love to. Like, he was getting letters from chicks. And, like, I think sometimes they send him nudes and stuff like that. And, like,
damn.
That's how, yeah, it was, like, Tinder before, like, dating apps. Like,
what
you just got your face in GQ with your address in it. Yeah.
That's
got, yeah.
What crazy. What a fucking double standard, though, because, like, if you said that about like, a lady, I'd be like, what a creep, dudes. But, like,
oh,
it's like, dude, awesome.
Yeah. It was the 70s, yeah. man. And everyone
dude,
was having
that
a good
dude's
time.
Awesome. Like, that's it. But that's the other way. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, it's so fucking
funny. I was going to say, it's not like he's a creep because it's not like he asked for it, but that also, that would be bad if I said that about a woman, too. Like, oh, it's not like she asked for it. Yeah, but.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if, like, back then, like, a magazine would even take the risk. Like, let's put this woman's address.
No, actually, but in the 70s, they would absolutely.
Have you watched, I forget the name of the documentary, but just, like, it shows that everyone in the 70s was stupider. It was this crime documentary about this family that just, like, let their daughter go on, like, a road trip with this. This is an old documentary.
Yes.
It came out a couple years ago.
In plain sight.
That's what it is, yeah.
Okay.
And it's just, like, this family, like, this guy had like a weird interest in this like 11-year-old girl, and his parents are like, yeah, just fucking go hang out with him.
Yeah,
just go to Mexico with him. It's fine. And then when they were missing, like their other neighbors were like, hey, you know that guy shouldn't be with kids, and they're like, no, they're fine. It's fine.
The cops were like, he's probably molesting your child.
Yeah.
They're like, nah.
Jesus, seriously? Like,
hey, yeah.
They were waiting for their daughter to come back, and everyone's like, she's
yes. Hold on, yo. Dan left out the craziest part of the whole documentary.
That he fucked the whole family, too. That he fucked the mom and the dad.
The fact that he tricked the dad into jerking him off.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had an affair with the mom.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. This is old news. This documentary came out a while ago.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Dude, that's an amazing home wrecker.
That's some great
bad guy. Grade A home wrecker.
Yeah, seriously.
It's almost like I respect that guy because it's like, how'd you pull it off? It's like, you know, I respect the hustle. Not what he did.
I was going to say, he's a pedophile. I'm going to distance myself from you, Crystalia.
Respect the hustle. Yeah. Worked at it, you know?
Get this guy to jerk him off.
I'm sick of these lazy pedophiles. Yeah, the woman really put in the groundwork. Put the time in.
I was going more to the dad jerking him off part, but you know.
The ones that only stay like five miles in the school limit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet it's a lot easier to get a dad to jerk you off than I think it is, man. I guarantee
it. I don't think it is.
I don't think it's hard at all. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're probably right.
Yeah. I don't know, Adam. You're two steps away from sending Neil snail mail dick pics. I feel like.
That's important.
Yeah, you're into delivery slope, dude.
Before they got here, you were talking about how much you just wanted to stop reading to your wife.
Yeah.
With her homework bullshit. You think you're not going to be like, whatever gets this to stop? Whatever, dude. I'll jerk the shit out of this guy. I don't care. You're a father? You're just like, I got other shit to worry about right now. I'll jerk him off easy.
I got video games to play. I got things to do.
Just saying. I think, you'd be surprised, dude.
All right.
I don't see much conviction.
Just trust me. They're dressed just like the guy in the fucking documentary. Give shit to
one
me.
Of the easiest things in the world to drag another father off.
It's up in bed. You wipe it off.
Oh, man. He's like a photographer for that 70s male magazine.
5, 6, 7 a day. Top. Easily. If you don't hit 10, you're not working hard enough. That's where the real work is.
That male magazine, I keep getting. It's not GQ. It's just called like Bushman. Like, what is it called back in the, '70s? Because I'm thinking,
I have to do something just fucking so.
Well, if it's following the same format, you know what I mean? It's like
or it's
Playboy.
Like Housewives magazine. I don't
know. Are the articles.
Was this Playgirl? That was what was then, right?
Girl. I think that came later.
What? Are we back on the magazine thing?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway,
Jesus.
Anyway,
we can move on.
Could have been. Nah, I don't think it was Playgirl.
I'm curious.
Or Playboy. I don't know.
That's wild.
Gentleman's Monthly? Like what? So he didn't have it. Did he just no shirt
GQ
on?
In the 70s.
I think it was just like, and he was like a Burt Reynolds looking motherfucker, too.
Okay.
And I think it was like, I think it was a shot from like chest up, maybe shirt off.
Right.
You know, but he had the hair and the beard.
Tough love.
He was a handsome motherfucker.
Give me some music.
Come on, dude. My pants are going to get obvious.
Yeah. They had like just like a rainbow of his chest here peeking up in the bottom of the picture, you know, like just enough to show ladies there's a level where that came.
Going on.
What was it? Burt Reynolds is the old photo of him like laying down, covering his dick on the bear rug, right?
Oh, I think so.
Or is it Tom Selleck? One of the two.
It was over my bed. I can't remember.
But like that was like male sexiness back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
The guy had zero muscle tone.
Yeah.
Just remove part of the Josie Murray poster. It's under that one, right?
That poster. Yeah, it's a sweet poster. Anyway, what are you guys been up to? I don't know where we go from there. Yeah, because I was going to keep thinking about this magazine and the other articles that were involved in it.
We did send Jesse some stuff on.
We did.
On the good old. If you want to pull one of the, literally anything, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
no, nothing didn't come through.
We got to see a pigeon be bullied off, be killed by a train.
You
wanted
to see that pigeon again when show it to them?
Yeah, sure.
If you want.
What happened? I'm always down for a pigeon getting its ass kicked. So.
Yeah. This one gets dealt with.
Yeah.
This one owed a couple people some money.
Only
these guys came to
one. I fucking hate people that caption things only in a particular city. It's dog shit. Quit being a narcissist.
Yeah, come on, Johnny. You're gonna be taking a walk.
No,
come on, fellas. Come on, I don't want it, fellas. Push it off. I love the reaction.
Who the fuck is screaming like they really give that much of a shit about a pigeon?
Right? Yeah.
Like I think that's like that's weird that like it just got walked to its death, but.
Wait, shows, did it?
It looked
yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
I was paying that? Attention to the two that flew away.
No, it straight got walked like a
blind. Hear that again.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's like a group of them.
Hold on. Not again. They're trying to walk.
Oh, that limping one, and they're trying to push it up.
You hear the little zap, like, yeah.
Probably electrocuted first if it makes you guys feel bad.
Well, fucking Darwinism, baby. I mean, you can't argue with fucking science.
That or pigeons are just like more advanced than we think they are, and that was just a bad pigeon, and that was punishment.
Dude. That was a pedophile pigeon. He was touching our pedophiles.
Yeah. If you think cancer culture the whole family. Is bad with these humans,
yes, you
see how these pigeons cancel each other.
Yeah, dude. He flew there from Cleveland. He fucked a whole family of pigeons.
Jess, you're in the Cult of Us Gmail?
Yeah.
I definitely sent you. Oh, there was a crazy TikTok of a deep fake Tom Cruise TikTok.
It
looks, I mean,
it does. It looks really good. So I got caught in by this one because he looks too young. And I've seen Tom Cruise's head. I was like, yeah, it must be a fake.
But
it looks really good.
Hey, just pull that up.
It looks like him, younger him. It looks spot on younger him.
TikTok, Tom Cruise deep fake.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no break in like the CGI, like when he turns his head. Like, you know, on deepfakes, you see, like,
yeah,
yo, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, well, technically, the ones that you see break aren't real, like, great deepfakes. Like, there are a lot of just filters and stuff.
Sure.
Like that. This one, I think something was, yeah, I either recorded that separately and actually had all the shit, but it really fooled me. It did. I was just like, damn, Tom Cruise looks 20. You can tell he looks 20 years younger. Because him in Mission Impossible, the last one, I was like, he's still, you know, doing all the stunts and crazy Scientology bullshit, but, like, I was like, yeah, there's no way. You can start to see lines. He's fading. But he looks good, but he's fading.
How old is Tom Cruise now? 60?
Oh, 50 yeah, he's on, yeah, coming into the late 50s, if not, you know, hitting that 60 mark.
Bro, it says fucking damn. Xenu.
I was going to say, no, not the money. It's Xenu.
Just Xenu.
I actually came on here to confess I transitioned to faiths. What's the...
Scientology?
Scientology,
you're not doing a good job?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I bombed that one. I'll eat it. I don't care. Fuck you guys. That was funny earlier. That's all I need.
Full of thetans, bro? You're full of thetans right now.
Full of thetans.
Level.
You've been labeled an SP. Just to let you know.
Dude, that's it. Look at this fucking
this looks
deepfake,
really
dude.
Good.
Play that shit.
You can tell the ears are off, though.
Do you know that much about Tom Cruise?
What's up, TikTok?
There it goes. Okay. It didn't on the side.
You guys cool if I play some sports?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Too tall.
Yeah,
too tall. They can see the comparison.
More for the audio experience.
But it sounds like
him. Sounds a little like him, yeah. Way too tall.
As much as the momentum. Hey, listen up, sports and TikTok fans.
That looks like
if you
him,
like
dude.
What you're seeing, just wait till what's coming next.
Oh my god.
Did he just do a shocker to all of us?
The real thing.
He's got a good impression. He's got a good impression.
It's all the real.
See, that was.
It looks like one of his eye is his left eye is like up. Like the pupil.
That's why.
Oh.
It's Oh.
All right.
It's a little embarrassing, you know, it reminds me. Once in Russia, ran into Gorbachev.
You
can
say
it. Yeah, holy shit.
But,
so I didn't plug anything earlier, right? Because I think that, like, do we need more content?
I wouldn't agree with that.
No. No, we've peaked. We've had too much shit that someone's like, you know what? I'm going to just pretend to be Tom Cruise all fucking day. Jesus.
I actually stand with Casey on that. Yeah, that makes sense. There's a guy full like, out pratfalling pretending to be Tom Cruise.
Yeah, like, yeah. That like is imagine psychotic. You're walking somewhere and you see this guy going about and he doesn't look like Tom Cruise. You know, like they haven't applied right. the fucking right. CGI yet. So this guy's just like walking around just doing a shitty Tom Cruise impression, not looking like Tom Cruise. And someone's like, dude, people are fucking
as
losers.
I pulled out of my neighborhood coming here tonight, there was a young lady doing a TikTok in front of her house, and it looked psychotic. Because you just see a girl in her 20s doing this.
Yeah,
it's a lot
like,
of like
oh my
TikTok dances are a lot of arms. They're not like really dancing. It's a lot of just like
it's just flailing.
It looks like you're fighting away a beehive.
Yeah.
And like every TikTok dance, it's fucking nuts.
You know, I was walking to Heirloom Market. We live in Northern Liberties. There is a girl walking the other direction towards me, and all she had in her hands was like a TV dinner, but she's staring at it and talking to it. And then as I like, I'm like, what the fuck? As I like walk past her, I looked and she just had her phone like on top of the TV dinner, was just FaceTiming someone. But from the angle of me walking at her, fuck you, she looked like a psycho just talking to her fucking Stouffer's like up and down the sidewalk.
Dude, I think
it just blows my mind.
The normality that you just see people in, again, like Acme or whatever supermarket you're at, like just doing TikToks.
Yep.
Yeah. I see it more than I thought I would.
I'm actually disappointed in how how little I see.
Really?
It.
I'm telling you, dude, I see it decently, like a decent amount. And I'm like, I'll be like, again, like ShopRite. And like you go down the ice cream section, and like these two like younger kids doing like a fucking TikTok, and you see him like with the camera, and they kill like, all right, do it again. He puts it back. He's like, whoa! Like, oh, it's like, God. What are we doing? It's like it's a society, and I'm on TikTok too.
I don't think I've ever actually seen a live like a TikTok happen in person.
A bunch. I've seen it a bunch.
I don't know if I'm ready to handle
it. I don't think it happens so much in Philly. It probably happens more in the suburbs because it's more like more teenagers that are.
Yeah. And they're all white. Okay, kids. They're all white. Kids. Yeah. They're all white teens doing it mostly. Or yeah, pretty much. But
I saw a guy
wild.
With a guitar doing it once, and I forget what he was doing, but I was running, so I was barely paying attention. But I was like, oh, that's nice to see. Good for him. It's making its way down here.
It's just weird, man. It's weird. No one gives a shit. Like, there's no more like embarrassment. You know
no, yeah, you no. gotta, yeah, it's like, I think being embarrassed kind of keeps me in line sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta need that, you know, you can't like, I don't know, kids, people are fucking fearless, that's not a good thing, I think. I think we need fear. I think we need fear. What happened to some good old fear, you know?
Yeah, FDR said it. dude, yeah.
I don't know,
bro, I'm dumb.
Did he?
He said nothing to fear but fear itself, I guess, which I kind of is what Casey's saying.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. Dude, I got my comrade. I got my comrade
out.
Uniform on. I can fucking.
What was FDR
that?
Like? The New Deal. But then be scared of me.
Yeah. I think that was Teddy.
Whatever. One of them.
That was definitely Teddy.
It was an R.
Yeah. Right.
Hard R. Hard Roosevelt.
I didn't say that. Hard Roosevelt, bro.
I don't know, man. I think now you think that there's no shame or something like that, but like it's already gone. If you were like, dude, what are you doing? Are you doing TikTok right now? They'd be like, yeah, what are you doing? It's going to be embarrassing when you're not, when
what,
you're
why aren't you doing it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What?
No, you're not wrong. It just,
I can't deal with it either. Even just, again, I'm on the same vein of like FaceTiming in public. Just, I can't. It just, there's
it's
just
crazy.
No way.
No, that's crazy. You're right. Unless you have like a headphone.
It's not crazy.
No, it is.
It's very much the
not
norm.
If you're on speakerphone.
No, any of it. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. All etiquette is out. America doesn't have etiquette. I'm serious. No, I've thought about this. I'm not kidding. Like, Britain still has etiquette. Yeah. They still actually have tons of etiquette. Like, our etiquette's gone. We have no fucking etiquette anymore. People are coming down one ways, driving to Philly. It's all bets are off. It doesn't. No one gives a shit. It's all gone. So don't worry about it. Yeah, people are doing TikTok. Walk in.
I was going to say, are they driving down one ways doing TikToks? Is that what?
Both of them. No, I mean, it's all about, yeah, I got people just dumping whole heaps of trash on the street. No one cares. It's all done, dude. The world's your oyster, bro. Just give up.
Imagine having a mental breakdown in the middle of a grocery store. It's like, yo, this one's going to be lit, dude. What's your handle?
Yeah. My mom's my emergency contact. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I'm serious. I think where it's going to be another 10 years, and you're going to be looking at it like those kids, and it's going to be weird that you're not, like, it's going to be so normal. Like, it's going to be a TikTok's everywhere. It's going to be, they're going to be doing it while they crawl.
No, all right, I disagree with that, because TikTok to me is the same thing as Vine and Musical.ly and whatever else has come around.
Yeah.
It's like a flash in the pan, like, oh, you do these quick videos, and then, like, I don't know, they sell, isn't it already, there's, like, controversy with, like, where the information and all that shit goes and stuff, so, like,
every app
thing
ever.
Will bring it crash. Yeah. When did that stop us?
No one really cares.
We did that on a governmental level.
Yeah.
No one cares. We did that 100%. Yeah, we did that during one of the most liberal presidents.
Again, what happened to fear? What happened to it?
I agree.
Yeah, it's true. No one, yeah, you're right. No one gives a fuck.
You're right, yeah.
They told the whole country, we spy on you, and they're like, okay, and then even private corporations, like, we're taking your shit. We're like, all right. It's like, no one cares. It doesn't matter. Private government, they're all fucking you.
Why do all these car warranty companies have a phone number that looks just like mine? Yeah. It's so fucking weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I think with all of it, I don't think it's gonna go away, man. I think they monetized it. I think it's in. I think they've already done it. I think they're figuring it out.
Oh, part of this. Oh,
let me ask you guys this. So, out of TikTok, I guess Facebook, Instagram, the same thing, because they're owned by the same. Right. But so, out of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, what goes first?
Like, is done.
Facebook's probably gonna get broken up. I think Facebook's on its way to getting broken
Facebook's
up.
Already like a fucking graveyard.
Dude. Yeah,
yeah.
It's pretty, just pretty bad over there. Fucking like, hey, like, as in like we're pulling, as in Facebook ceased to exist as we know it.
No,
I don't want. Yeah,
no, I would think away. No, but if we're doing that scenario where one is like definitely going away first, I would think it's Facebook.
Same. So you guys think?
I would think.
Remember, MySpace didn't go away. It's still there.
They,
you know?
They get bought by.
It's just not the
Yahoo
Sad Boys industry.
Who the fuck? promoted MySpace.
Oh,
Justin Timberlake.
Tyler for
Justin
$1.
Timberlake. No, you're right. Justin Timberlake did like buy a share of it or some something like that.
He really thought he was a dude from Napster for that. For fucking. No, I am him now. It's like no, you're not. Chill.
But I'm saying like it won't go away. It'll still somehow exist on the internet. Like you can type it in and it'll be there. Like Facebook will always be there, but it'll just be like
But I feel like that's a starting ground for like a lot of people. You know what I mean?
I think Facebook. It was, but it I think was. Probably like
now it's for Instagram, old crazy people to yell.
Well, no, and because now more geezers are getting on to Instagram.
Right.
Like my parents just started Instagram.
Right.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh man. But that's just pictures though. I feel like it's a lot harder to fuck up.
What, Instagram?
Yeah.
But I think maybe that's why they like it, because it's like they realize like, oh, I was just screaming at everyone at Facebook.
Of being violently angry.
I was being, this is nice. I can retire in peace.
What is it? Like Facebook is like just anger in general. Twitter is political anger. Instagram is just pictures. And then TikTok is now like...
TikTok is dancing and skateboarding.
Yeah,
TikTok's in memes too.
So I think Twitter is... It's not political anger. I think it's... very specific anger, but it's thousands of specific things, if that makes sense. So it's like everything has a Twitter, like we said, like sports Twitter, fucking political Twitter, fucking Marvel Twitter, like everything has a Twitter, and that's annoying. Like that's annoying in itself,
right? I deleted Twitter, and it's the change in my mental health, astronomical. Just not being on that fucking shit show,
dude, you're right.
Of a site. I hate Twitter.
I don't use
it so much.
I mean, I use it, but like I don't use it enough. Did you find out you were using it a ton?
I was like on it a ton. Yeah, I wouldn't say I was like very active in posting and engaging with people, but like all I needed to do was just see shit and just get like, this is so dumb. Like, like the sides, the both sides of things would take. I'm just like, it just drove me nuts. And I just like started to like just hate people. And I'm like, you know, maybe if I don't think that people have opinions, I can like.
That's how TikTok started for me. I would hate watch it. Like I would watch and just be like, what the fuck is everyone doing right now?
Same.
And now I like, right, that was kind of funny.
That's fair.
The bad sketches. That's what I mean. That's probably those tweens or whatever were filming like what they think is the most hilarious
thing
that's ever happened.
I think the worst thing on TikToks is stand-ups on TikTok.
Yeah.
Who are like so bad at it.
Yeah.
It's like just, it's not your, I don't know. If you're not getting famous just doing stand-up or a podcast, like try to be on TikTok. I don't know. It's just like I've seen some that are just real bad. It's like it's a different kind of humor. I don't know.
Definitely.
You know what really, this is what I hate about TikTok the most, is like it breeds, it's probably the word, uncreativity. Like copycatness almost, like where there's
For sure. Well, because half of it is lip syncing
trends.
It's just trend, and I'm like, okay, cool, but why would I like your thing when I just watch literally the same exact thing with just two different people?
Right.
No different. Theirs wasn't any better than yours. Why do it then? Like why post that?
Yet.
I think Mike had to report someone for using something from his album.
Well,
the Alto,
really?
A while ago. Yeah, he was telling me. Because he didn't give anyone permission, but like his stuff's up on iTunes, so you could fucking get it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's cool, but also, like, what the
fuck? But it was like some 13-year-old. It didn't go viral or anything, but it was like some 13-year-old, and it was like one of his sex jokes. He's like, I don't fucking want that there.
Totally get it. But that, wow. Yeah.
I don't get it. That's anything's, it's all fair game, dude. I don't get it. Mike should be upset or whatever, but like, it doesn't matter. If iTunes owns it, if it's on there, anybody can
iTunes doesn't own it, though.
Technically not sure, but if it's in this sphere, you can pull anything and get it over to fucking TikTok. It's
that's
easy.
True. Yeah,
him trying to fight it, it's inevitable. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess. That, I mean, yeah, it is.
But I mean, he could do it. I mean, he reported it. Yeah. So it's fine. I mean, but
I also don't like how people would just like play like a Bill Burr sketch and just like lip sync the Bill Burr bit.
Yeah,
and get like 40,000 likes.
Trend
like,
thing
is you.
Is that what they do?
Yes. Yeah.
The trend thing is the problem. As someone will just come on screen and tell you. Yeah, someone will just come on screen and tell you just like, hey, you guys want to grow today? And I'm immediately like, no, I don't want to grow today. Because all it is them.
You can't fit in the pants already. You can't grow, Neil.
I can't grow.
You can't grow.
Got my little legs. I got little stem legs.
Do they say dog mom on the ass?
They do say dog mom on the ass. How did you know? I haven't even got up, dude. That's amazing.
Dude. Fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's fine. Luckily, my panties don't interfere with it. So. But yeah, that's why I think I hate it now. Like, I refuse to do. I will not do trends. I just put up stupid nonsense, like goofy nonsense. And that's what I will forever do on it. And if I don't get a thing like that, I'll just delete it and no one gives a shit. Because as soon as it's just like, hey, you want to play this game? If you want to get views, you got to play this game where you got to do trends, where you just lip sync into something, you do a stupid dance. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So I'll just write what I think something silly and funny is, and I'll put it up. And if it gets 500 and then I eventually delete this, I don't care. Yeah, but I don't like that aspect of it, the specific aspect. People are like, you got to grow. Are you growing? Does people care about you? It's like, I don't know, man. Did you make something original?
Exactly.
That's why I like most of the art stuff, like all that kind of stuff, of actual creators on it that I actually enjoy. Anything else, I'm just like, get the fuck out of
here. I enjoy a lot of the food shit.
Yeah, actually.
TikTok is good, I'm on steak TikTok. Yeah.
Dude.
Very, very good. There's like a dude.
What I need to know. There's steak TikTok.
There's steak TikTok. There's skateboarding TikTok. There's guys on ice skates jumping off of ramps and hurting themselves TikTok.
Just like Twitter, how there's a Twitter for everything.
There's a TikTok for everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Just go put in the hashtag, right? And just follow down the rabbit hole pretty much.
Yep. pretty much. Yeah. But steak TikTok's awesome.
Steak TikTok's
Dan, cool. Dan's about to come downstairs and be lip syncing Bill Burr bits as I'm cooking steak.
You guys can get so famous.
What you making, Casey? What?
We need another play, Casey, right?
First you start driving like this, and then a couple minutes and you're driving, you're like, what are you doing, dude? Shut up, man. I gotta get famous. I don't know. All right, we're coming.
I almost made a TikTok the other day. I got embarrassed because it was like, you can take other people. It was like this hot girl who was like, if you had me for one night and I couldn't say no, what would you do?
I've seen that one.
Yeah, and I was gonna stitch it. Yeah. I was gonna stitch it, just be like,
say no.
If you couldn't say no, what would you do? And I was gonna be like, we'd go to fucking Chili's and then just end it. But then I got embarrassed, so I didn't do it.
I like how we're just all older. I'm embarrassed to post
this. Like, this is embarrassing.
There's teenagers on TikTok, and then there's 30-year-olds on podcast being like, I don't know if I should keep up anymore. It's just so much. Just the pressure is just insurmountable. God.
Like, am I too old for this now?
Like, when do we kill ourselves? When does that happen? When do we collectively hang ourselves, guys?
No, I got hope from that one old lady who like crushes video games on TikTok. She just like calls people bitches. And, like, fucking, she's like 60 years old, just ruling people in video games. She probably started playing when it came out, and she just fucking rules.
That's
people.
Actually interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I had a guy ending this is there was a, speaking of dumb apps. Apparently on a WhatsApp, whatever. Yeah. Apparently a family group had like accidentally added somebody for like a solid like almost a year under dad, and it wasn't his father. They were just talking back and forth, and the guy was pretending to be his dad this whole time.
Good for that guy.
It apparently was like a plumber.
What a great long con.
Yeah. There was no con. Yeah, it was just like, and then the guy was just like, oh, he like gave it away because I guess he didn't know that there were twins or some shit in the family. And they were just like, he was like, hey, you're not our dad. And I'm like, yeah, man, of course, he actually loved you. That's not, why would he care?
Kind of hoped that it was going to end with like, hey, dad dead. Dad died.
Dad died.
Hey, guys,
dad died.
Hey, Jesse, cut that out.
TikTok bad. Dad.
But we're going to
get back on the chair. Is there dead dad TikTok? I will hop on that shit.
Has to be.
I've had a lot of thoughts. I can really get a lot off. I can quit going to therapy if there's dead dad TikTok.
Has to be. That has to be.
Oh, baby.
Hashtag dead dad.
There's like a divorce one. I told you that was the most upsetting videos ever.
Yeah, there's a bunch of divorce.
It was just a woman crying in her car outside of her house.
But yeah, this is the.
And it was, well, we didn't pull it up, but yeah, it was just a woman like kind of crying outside of her house. And she doesn't want to go in, and she does this over the period of the 60 seconds, and she's like, oh, can't go into my house because now I'm newly divorced, and I'm real sad, so I have a different relationship with my children. And she just kind of, every once in a while, she'll like look into the camera, like a fucking, like it's like in the arms of an angel, like fucking the dumb puppy bullshit.
The one we talked about before.
Brutal.
On this podcast, we have
that was the one I saw that we couldn't find.
Yeah, it's but what we've talked about before is one that's like, it's that, it's everything you ever want. That song plays, and she's at the camera, and she's like, my husband of 10 years, like, cheated on me. I'm like, oh, I bet she's gonna be a joke at the end of this. Nope. And like, you're waiting for her to be kidding. And it just ends with a sad divorce story. And I'm like, what the fuck am I watching right now?
Yeah.
Like, you know, what? Only like doing? 10 seconds, 12 seconds,
it's
or something
60 seconds.
Like that?
No,
they can be as long. To 60 they can run, yeah, 9 to 60 yeah. seconds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was
it's
more
always
like
the
fine.
Plus 60 with those, though, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, is it like a contest? Like, how depressing you can make someone feel in like 10 seconds or less?
Usually,
like,
yeah.
Her other videos are just dead puppies. It's like they're all set. It's
that's
like
normally my opener. Got 10 seconds. Let's bring this crowd down. Baby.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
I guess we got to be there. What time are we at? We're there.
Yeah, we're there. We're going to hop over to Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All
you right. guys want to stick around for a Patreon episode?
If how not, how long you do that for?
It's like 30
not
minutes.
Long.
30 minutes.
Yeah. All right, I'm down to stay, lucky. Casey, if you want to cool. stay.
Yeah, dude, I'm good.
Cool. All
right.
We got yeah. to see our worth directly live on the guys, this has been the Cult of Us podcast. I'll go fuck myself.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.